All right, folks, we are plugged in and ready to rock and roll. It's the Kraz Files with Adam, and author and researcher Sharon Daffner is plugging in with me today for our usual monthly chat all the way from California. That's where Sharon is living, and it's always great to have Sharon on the show to discuss her many, many years of research and her book and everything that she is seeing on the ground over in her neck of the woods. And we've always got lots to discuss, and it's great to do our monthly shows as we move forward here. We've just ticked over here in Sydney, Australia to the 1st of December. For Sharon, it's the end of November still. Hasn't ticked over, but it's Christmas time. Everyone's going to be going bananas here. So 1st of December, can you believe it, after everything that has taken place? I was just saying to Sharon that not much happening here in Sydney. No, everything's sort of disappeared, but we've got to keep our eyes on this like hawks, you know, and well into next year, and keep breaking down everything that they did and happened, you know, and what they did to people. So really, really important times as well, as we move forward. So great having you on, Sharon.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's always fantastic. Everything's up on my website, krazfiles.com. So contact me through there, and everything's connected up on that site now. So that's going well. And when I'm not on with my guests, I do the Night Watch podcast for the Kraz members, and I just plug over all the latest stuff. I was on there raving and ranting last night, so lots to cover, and lots of articles and interesting bits and pieces going up. We're on Telegram if you want to jump over there, but the Kraz Files members area has a chat room as well if you want to chat away in there. And thanks to the Kraz members, I can't continue into next year like this without some help. So you can support me over there for a cup of coffee a month, $2 or $3 US. I make it cheap, but it just helps me to pay those hosting costs and keep this going. It's hard. I have a little one myself and busy in the day, and to continue here is important, and I want to keep my website up and protected. So it really helps. And we have our book, recommended books up there on the website. You'll see Sharon's book, which I'm sure we'll talk about on the podcast today a little bit, which is fantastic. We have listeners coming in all the time, I'm guessing, with the podcast going out quicker now, Sharon. A lot of good feedback and people hearing them. And I know you've got some interesting news to cover today. Before you do that, let us know how you are and talk about yourself a little bit for just in case any new listeners pop in and grab these podcasts and want to know more. Just give us a quick roundup of who you are and what you do in your work, and then we'll lead into the podcast today.
Well, Adam, thank you for having me back on again. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Sure. And our work is in orogone energy, in particular orogenite gifting, spreading the orogenite over the land throughout the cities to flip the energy on the earth, to flip this inversion where for so long this world has been negatively influenced from the outside, and we have been at a warlike state for so long. And what's happening now is the energy is flipping. So people call this, you know, a time of awakening. And by putting the orogenite out there, we're doing this to change the energy of the atmosphere so that we have more rainfall, we can end droughts, we can remove air pollution. And we're also doing it to improve the human consciousness, which is all of this awakening stuff that's happening now. So despite all the negative influence that's been coming in, through using orogone energy, we can actually flip that and turn it back around in our favor. So that's what we do, you know, for the earth and for people, you know, in a nutshell. And we're here in California, and here actually some people are still wearing masks, but this is California after all. And I think that this is probably one of the most tyrannical places during COVID, but most people aren't. And I'm really hoping that people don't forget what happened so it doesn't happen again. We have to be very aware. Right now we're working with a lot with consciousness. We've been working on the weather for years, and now we're kind of focusing in on the human mind and how it's influencing all of this and what we can do, all of us individually and together, to finally flip that inversion.
Yes, we always say it's like a matrix simulation game that we play, isn't it? And it relies on us to play the game and play into it with our belief systems and everything. And people will be quite shocked to know, as a consciousness, you know, as a as a living planet, not just a living planet, as you said, an organic living planet, but all of us as well, how we impact on that, which is such an important part of this awakening, as you said. There's so many key elements, so it is really, really interesting. And just going back there a sec, looking at California, it's crazy, eh? Like, it's just, there's no, we just had, you know, we just had the elections in Victoria, and you know what that tyrant did there to people, and it just seems like people wanted him. I don't know whether they support him. He seemed to get back in again, but looking at California and Canada and all these places, they just do what they want now. So voting doesn't seem to really mean anything anymore. I'm surprised anyone even bothers, because they just change it.
You're just an advisory board. You know, you're just an advisory board. They don't actually count it. They're like, okay, some people think this way, you know, and that's all that's about. It's a big show.
That's right, and they're doing what they want now, I feel. So that makes me feel like we're in important times, because even if you go back through the decades, you know, things just went along. But now it's like they know that we know, you know.
And it's getting hard to hide.
Yeah, so I just feel like this system is really coming out with their fangs now, and they're just doing it. And it's like a bully, you know. It's like, what are you going to do about it? They're just doing it in your face now. They're just stealing elections. They're just acting like criminals and crooks right in front of our faces as they take a nosedive, you know. And they're all acting so desperate. So there's something definitely going on, not just as we talk about with our weather and everything that's happening, you know, unbelievable times. There's so much going on at the moment. You'd be a fool. An absolute fool to think that it's all normal. It's not. And yes, what they did is a big worry and a concern. And it's, you know, it's tragic on so many levels. But at the same time, we have to find the positivity here. And I think that is that we are seeing a massive, as you said, a change. And we all have to now play into this change and go with this go with this big wave that's brewing, and it's happening.
What about China,
Sharon, as well, with the Chinese people? Finally, after so long, they're starting to bite back. I mean, and this is interesting to watch too. After so much submission and so much, what they've done to them is terrible. And this is happening all over the world. It's amazing. So it is incredible times.
Well, absolutely. And it is all up to us now, all of us individually. And you bring up so many interesting things. And when you mentioned China, you know, China is the source of Chinese medicine, of so much healing and wisdom. And this is something that we're delving into right now. And that's one of the things I was going to talk to you today about. We're talking about a parasitic infection on the earth. And that's what's causing all the craziness that you're talking about. And the healing from that is all about killing parasites. So China is actually the origin point of this incredible medical practice that will clear the parasites out of our bodies. And lately I've been using Chinese herbs, and also my husband Gabriel has been using them. We got a prescription from an acupuncturist in Hawaii. She's in Maui. Her name is Olivia Liu. And actually, if you come visit our video channels, we spoke with her recently, because she's actually through an herbal treatment that she sent us of Chinese herbs, had us remove the parasites out of our bodies. And, you know, we think we're so clean and healthy, but there's so much stuff that gets in there through the food supply and the water and the air. There's so much junk out there. So, you know, we're getting little bits of this all the time, of toxins, and that promotes parasite growth. So these prescriptions of herbs that she sent us rid the body of parasites. And we even did acupressure. I mean, obviously we can't do remote acupuncture, but she had us do an acupressure treatment with organite pieces we made to her specifications. And it was amazing how this got the chi of the body moving. So we got the energy moving, and we killed off all the parasites. That's exactly what we're doing for the earth with organite. We're getting the energy moving again. That stagnant energy is moving. That's why the weather is improving. We're getting more rain. There's less air pollution. We're getting that chi moving, and we're also killing off the very parasites that have been infiltrating this world forever, these politicians you're talking about. These are the parasites that have infiltrated this world and spread their parasitism to us through the emotions, the emotional plague. So we're tackling this energetically, with the qi, with the orgone, and physically with the herbs to kill the parasites. And I know now from recent events and getting these treatments that the key towards curing the whole parasitic infection of the earth is for us to become healthy. That's why this whole COVID thing happened. That's why they want us to be sick and they give us fake medicine that makes us sicker. By making us sick and infesting our bodies with parasites, they retain control. So that's the core of this now, is becoming healthy emotionally, mentally, and physically. And that's how we're going to fight them. So it's actually more about that than any political movement. It's all about us.
Mm, that's right. And I look at somewhere like China, you know, that part of the world, you know, and God, you think that things could be so much better there for everybody and for them as well. And you look at this communist dictatorship there now, it's really terrifying and terrible what they're doing. So with so many people in that part of the world, hopefully wanting their structure and lives back and everything, and not wanting this, as you said, parasitic control structure anymore in their realm, as all of us don't, and we start to kind of purge and force it out. If we see this in those kinds of countries, it's going to be big, because you've got
it
a
would
billion
be
people.
And I'm hoping, you know? Yeah, and I'm hoping, because it's China, and now that I'm learning about this unbelievable tradition of medicine that they have to live a healthy, happy, and prosperous life. You know, I mean, people always say all this stuff about China based on their politics, but the ancient wisdom of that place is probably the reason for the politics. Everything is done to suppress human knowledge and wisdom. Mm. And we get that from natural medicine and from, you know, from our earth. And that's exactly what they've been suppressing. I realize now this huge connection between human health and society at large. It's because we're so unhealthy. And I feel like China is a great place to for these extremes to be taking place. I'm hoping that, like you said, if people are waking up, if they can bring back the ancient knowledge that's been suppressed by communism, which is what it is. They even took Chinese medicine and turned it into something called traditional Chinese medicine, where they took all of the qi, all of the consciousness stuff out of it, all of the God stuff out of it. So the government of China has been there to suppress the people forever. And that's what they've even done it to the healing arts. I could see what their goal is to keep us unhealthy and submissive, because we're filled with parasites. And ultimately, then we do the parasites' will, not our own. So we lose all of our control of ourselves. That's why they do this.
Yeah, and I was talking the other night, quick side note on the Night Watch podcast, just that I was watching the police crackdown on people in China, what they're doing and the tactics they're using, and covered all of this. And it's all about fear. And what they're doing is they're trying to stop the protest from getting any bigger, because they know when it does, it's game over. And so they're at that point now where they're trying to scare people, and they're scared. And there's not enough protesters in China or people coming out, but they're coming. Hopefully he doesn't gain back control, because then he's going to punish them, you know. I think China's a part of the world where once they do this, because it's just, it's so, you know, any kind of speaking out or protesting or anything is considered taboo there. And once I think you do it, they have to go. They can't go back. So hopefully this is going to go forward. It was just really interesting to me that these, the exact same tactics that the communist police forces of China are using, is exactly what Daniel Andrews used in the state of Victoria in the city of Melbourne against our people. The exact same tactics, like the same ones. I was covering it on the show the other night. And so I was reading it just going, what, this is the same thing. So Daniel Andrews, the dictator of Victoria, he's a communist dictator. And what he's doing is he's playing right out of that communist playbook. That guy is absolutely a communist tyrant.
Well, I got some news for you.
Unbelievable to see that. But
did you know that every country on earth is a communist country?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Every
it's the same playbook. Yeah.
It has to be, because in order to form a country, just by the definition of a country, everyone's got to pool together into one. And that's the country united. And once that's done, That's communism. That means you don't have control of anything anymore. The one, everyone has to decide together. So every democracy is communist. See, we're taught that there's differences. Oh, this is a free country. This is a communist country. Every single country is communist. So it's natural that they would use the same tactics. You know, in Australia, they do here too. California is completely communist. Yeah. It's the most communist state of all, you know. Every single country on earth is run by the same people. Every government is financed by a few small families. So, you know, you got just a handful of parasites running every government on earth, and the same ones finance two that are at war with each other. So, you know, this whole thing is just a show for just to keep us under control and make us think that we have some say in that system, which no one does. You know, they don't count the votes. And like we were saying earlier, you know, that none of that matters. They just need our minds. They need our minds. And this is why I keep bringing it back to health, because everyone's lost their minds. I can point to the exact thing that's going on with people to where they can't figure this out. And that is brain parasites. I am not kidding. That's what I've learned recently, is you really can't blame anybody for any of this. Until they get rid of their brain parasites, they're not going to be able to see what's going on. So it's been it's been a learning journey this last month, learning about what was in my body, what's in everyone's bodies, and who's controlling us and why we're doing their will to a T. It's because we're not in control of ourselves. Now, people are starting to wake up a little bit. That means that they are starting to cure this infection. They're starting to clear their heads a little bit. This has been caused by the environment we live in, all the toxins in our food and in everything. It's also been caused by toxic energy of EMF, which is a mind control signal. Put it all together, and you've got a recipe for total control over an entire race of people. So this is what we have to clear. We can't worry about elections and, you know, who's running the show, because it really is just these few people doing the whole thing. We just have to start to clear our minds and withdraw from it. And there are ways, but you can't figure out how to get out of that. You know, people want to get out of Babylon. You can't do that until you have taken your mind back. So the whole focus now is, one by one, we've got to regain our minds.
Yeah, that's right. They're after our minds.
But see, when we vote and play into that, you know, we're just playing their game. We got to get out of the whole thing. Just, there is another way, but you won't see it until you clear that old way out. You can't replace it till you've realized there is a replacement for it. So it becomes a complicated thing. We have to work on our minds and clear up a lot of old stuff. I say it's about clearing the chemtrails out of our minds.
Yeah, that's right. We talk a lot about that. There's a war on for your mind, huh?
Absolutely.
And amazing.
That's what this all is.
Yeah, and it's amazing that to clear this infection, it's a consciousness, it's a mind thing. Together, it's people waking up. It's not, as you said, you have to withdraw from the system. You can't feed it anymore. You can't play into it, because you're never going to win that card trick. You know, like, you're going into their casino and you're never going to win. People again in Australia rocking up to the elections, and then they just put the same idiot in, the same puppet, you know, and then they just, as you said, they just change the votes as they need to. Mm-hmm. And people think that they live in some democratic society. It's really crazy. And it just goes on. It's a vicious circle, on and on and on and on, by offering people elections and politicians and prime ministers and presidents and these puppets straight out of They Live movie, up there waving their hands around and all this stuff. As you said, it makes people believe that they live in this free society, but at the same time, we're playing into that system. And I talked about this last night as well, how all the information that comes through all the news channels on the entire planet probably comes from one source. If you turn on every TV station at 6 or 7 o'clock at night and watch all the news, it's all the same stuff. You know, they just make it maybe appear a little bit different, and it's been going on for decades and decades, you know. It's unchanging, this system and the way that they control. And as you said, absolutely, looking at this for years myself, and you're thinking, what are they after? But they are after our minds. We are under mind control.
Absolutely.
We're under mind control, and we're not living our true lives. We're not being our true selves. And we've talked about this as well. That's why people, I think, are taking so many anti-psychs and so many medications and drugs and things, and people aren't happy, and they've got problems, and they've got things and hookups and issues like the layers of an onion in, because they're not living their life the way that they're meant to naturally, and they're not creating their own lives and destinies and fulfilling their dreams or being who they are or finding their dreams. They're living a life based on a lie that, you know, their lives are being molded by, as we said, politicians and TVs and entertainment and Hollywood movies and everything. And that's why, you know, deep down, I don't think a lot of people are a bit confused, and they're not fulfilling their destiny, if you will. They're not living their lives, and they're walking around like a complete stranger in a way, in a limbo, sort of like living in a fog. And once we're like that, yeah, they just kind of, I feel like we're being eaten. We're being pecked, aren't we? Like crows pecking us and eating us away slowly. And as you said there before, they're using TV and terrible food and poisoned water and air and EMF and all these things to poison our bodies. And I think in this way as well, we're kind of treated like cattle, because, you know, they'll do it just enough to keep us alive and buying into the system and working and being a slave, but they don't want us to wake up and be strong and healthy and active and wake up to the system. They want to keep us just drugged and dumbed down enough so they can just keep us under this control lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And people, don't see it, you know, that we're being used, like in the Matrix, as a battery or something like that. We're being used as fuel. We're being fed on.
Yeah.
And so they're using our our physical strength. We sign it with our birth certificate, and then we sign our children into it, and we just become a worker for this small, minute few with the money that you said on top of the pyramid there, well, that just keep us all working and laboring away our entire lives without ever truly waking up. And they keep us dumbed down and sick through all the food and stuff they feed us and tell us to eat, and that's all wrong.
You know? Well, wait, you just said what the food they feed us, but I feed myself. Let them feed me.
Yeah, so, I'm just talking about the planetary with all the junk.
Oh, you're talking
food,
about all of them out there, all the people
not us.
See, it's all the people that aren't you and that aren't me. So, you know, they have to do what they have to do. They've got to have to figure this out for themselves. That's why we're out here putting this out in hopes that one of them stumbles across it and says, whoa, wait a minute. They're talking about something I thought about before but was afraid to say. So, you know, it's only we can only just kind of influence as best we can, be influencers, but, you know, not for lipstick and stuff like that, which, by the way, contains barium. I want to talk about that a little bit. I want to talk about some of the poisons we're taking into us and how easy it is to stop doing this.
Oh, boy.
It isn't easy, because when we're talking about these ruling elite families and the power structure of the whole world, it starts to sound so daunting. And then we feel like, well, gosh, we're just so small. What can we do about this? It's all about you and me individually. The only way we're going to get through this is one by one as each consciousness develops. So rather than think about it as a whole, I try to just forget about all that. You know, sometimes it gets frustrating and I think, wow, why won't people get it? But if you just focus on yourself, it's not selfish, because only until you are improving your consciousness can you help others to do the same. So it's just about continuing to develop that. And I have some very simple things that people can do just right now, because if you think about it on this grand scale, we won't come up with a solution for that, which, by the way, I do have the solution for all that too, of how to get out. And this thing you said about the slavery through your birth certificate and all that, there's a solution to that too. And there's a ton of people online that will tell you a bunch of like total BS on that to get you in more trouble and to bog you down. So until you start to clean yourself up and clear your mind, none of that stuff's going to make any sense anyway. So I always say, start with you. One thing people hate to do is turn off their cell phone and their Wi-Fi. They hate it. But if you could at least just turn it off at night when you're sleeping and not using it anyway and get an old-fashioned alarm clock, you'd be amazed at how this improves your health and consciousness. And the other thing I want to talk about is pollutants we're taking into us through our food and personal products, because people think so many toxins are coming from out there. Like with the EMF, they're always talking about the new 5G transmitters. Don't worry about those. Those are short range and they're far from you. Worry about what's in your house. Are you using a smartphone? Then you're on 5G. Then you like it because you're using it. If you don't like it, you won't use it. You know, I know that sounds easier said than done, but I have an article on how to do all that easily on my website, and we've talked about that before. But what I haven't really talked about is what we're getting through our food. We're again taught, oh, the chemtrails are falling on us and giving us aluminum, barium, and strontium. Those are the three they always say. But Hulda Clark, the doctor who invented the zapper and figured out that parasites were the cause of all disease and that all we have to do is remove them, kill them, and that pollutants are the other thing. It's just parasites, pollutants cause all disease. She found aluminum, barium, and strontium in her patients, and it didn't come from chemtrails. She found the exact source of it in their food because she was able to detect using her technology. She made a machine called a synchrometer that would actually measure the frequency of the chemical in you and match it to the frequency of the chemical in the substance. So, for example, barium. She found that lipstick and cosmetic products and dental retainers and dentures contain barium, and her patients that had barium in their systems, it could be traced to those things. Aluminum was found in food, drink cans, aluminum pots and pans, detergents, deodorant, and salt, which is why we use sea salt and why we don't use antiperspirants, because they contain aluminum. And strontium was found in toothpaste across the board. So this was back in 1993 that the book was published. And there were already chemtrails then. That is not a new thing. Those have been around for at least since the 40s. I mean, from pictures, maybe even the 30s, but probably before that too, because they're not human in origin. So they've been here. But these chemicals that she found that are the top chemicals in chemtrails that they say, they're all in our own homes. So she, in her book, goes into detail about what you can do. I recommend it. The Cure for All Diseases by Hulda Clark, what products to watch out for. So that's my point, is that we want to use the most natural products possible, less processed foods, make your own food as much as possible. Because a lot of the stuff that's getting in our brains, and what ends up happening is when these substances are in our bodies and brains, we develop brain parasites. The toxic substances create a breeding ground for parasites, and that's worms. The worms carry the bacteria and viruses, so a lot of our colds and flus are actually coming from them. So what we need to do is get rid of these toxins and stop consuming them, and then we also need to kill our parasites. And you can do that with the zapper, with chlorine dioxide solution, or with Chinese herbal medicine. There are many ways. So once you do that, your brain will work, because so many people's brains are infested with parasites. So, you know, conditions like autism, they say that chlorine dioxide solution cures autism. Well, the reason for that is it cures the brain parasites that caused it. Alzheimer's disease, they say caused by aluminum. Well, no, actually, it's caused by the parasites that are attracted to the aluminum in the brain. So this is what we need to do, is recognize, no, it's not them and they and them out there doing this to us. There's a lot of junk out there. But whatever we can do to our own bodies and in our home to eliminate it means that we can live healthy lives and we regain our minds. This isn't just about the body, but this is about literally physical infections of the brain that we need to cure. So every political problem, everything that you're mentioning that's wrong in the world, this would all disappear if we could get our brains working again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Man, you bring up like 1,000 points there.
I know it's a lot.
I'll go back. I wanted to, we on the last podcast, I forgot to mention something to you about the chemtrails. And when we hung up and I, later on, I was like, damn, I wanted to ask you about that just because it's a really neat thing, really interesting thing. But yeah, with the, I think we're, speaking with Dr. Robert Young, who's in California or something. He was talking about alkaline alkaline sort of way, which was interesting, that we're way too acidic and all the sugar and things that we eat can't be good. That was really interesting, you know, the bicarb soda and everything. But we're just talking about how good the saunas and things are, or having like really hot baths with all your sea salt and your magnesium and your bicarb and everything like that, even once a week, having like a just as far as you can tolerate it, a really hot bath with all these things in your bath, and you can add more too. And there's lots of purging sort of things. You can help purge your body, you know, to purge it of these metals and things as well. There's things you can do. It's just when you're in the hot bath and stuff, your pores are all open and it's a good time to cleanse. Of course, sometimes this is why we get ill and the medical system says you've got a virus, when it's not. Sometimes your body just has to try to get rid of this stuff and you don't feel well. This is what happens. So we're talking about the acid kind of thing, which was which is really interesting. And this is such an important thing. And, you know, looking at America from what I've heard, and I know Australia's very good as well, but I hear about the United States, like you guys have such an incredible, you know, healthcare industry, like for you know, like health food locations and stores, and, you know, you can access a lot of great products. I know a lot of products that I've been looking for to buy, they're not available in Australia, and they all come from the US, you know. It's an amazing kind of what you can get over there, and so cheaply. So, you know, it's no excuse for people to go out there and try to change this as well, not just the way that they're eating, but there's a lot of powerful, as we started off with, Chinese herbs and medicines and herbs and things that you can take to help your body as well in these times. And aluminum, we've discussed a great deal. And your blood-brain barrier, which, you know, your defenses in your body, which should really be able to take a lot, as long as you're not getting inoculations directly injected into your bloodstream. If you're breathing and touching and things, yeah, it can be really toxic. And I was reading books on this, oh, a long time ago, that really blew my mind. And it was a book from the US. I can't remember it now, but it was a book a lady wrote that I was reading on these products that we buy, you know, the soaps and the shampoos and our toothpaste and everything, and all the petrochemicals and sodium lauryl sulfates and all these things in there that you're brushing into your gums and rubbing into your head, and spraying under your arms, and all these things that we just commonly use around the house, how toxic this is for us. And so in this country, we have so many options to not use those products. It's unbelievable. And more people seem to want it now, so you get it a lot. Even in the supermarkets, yeah, you go in and there's all these really clean, good products now, because that's what the consumer wants. And the companies mm-hmm. will do that if people want it, because they're paying money. And I'm amazed at how many great products there are now and so cheaply available that you can use. You don't have to have a toxic house anymore. We use natural oils for everything, you know. I use eucalyptus oil, being in Australia. I love it. And I use eucalyptus oil, tea tree oil, lavender oil. I'm a big fan of the aromatherapy, and I think they're wonderful. We have the infusers going with the oils, and I clean up and do everything. I wash my teeth with just some peppermint oil with some coconut oil, and I don't buy expensive toothpaste. We use the Dr. Bronner, you know, like the Castle soap, which mm-hmm. is from the US, and it's a good product. Other than that, I just don't buy all those stupid products and fill up my shopping trolley, because you're wasting your money as well, and you're putting toxic stuff on you. I remember the Johnson & Johnson, you know, with the baby talcum powder that was like asbestos material in there. That was just shocking. And the mums rubbing this talcum powder on their little ones after the bath time, you know. And
you know, it's all by design, though. Yeah, I have to say, it's all by design. Yes. You know, that's why it's great that we can get these new natural products now. And it's very easy these days. I mean, here in California, it's very easy to get organic food. I know that there's always trace amounts of pesticides out there in the environment. You know, it's nothing's perfect, but you know, we could do better, and we were able to get organic produce here pretty easily. Organic meats and eggs and dairy products, it's all available. And environmentally correct cleaners, you know, stuff that doesn't put a bunch of toxins in your house. So, you know, it is possible, and we could also make our own cleaning products using borax and vinegar and baking soda and these kind of ingredients. So there's so many ways that we can get this stuff out of our bodies. And my point in bringing it up is to just, we need to stop looking outside of us. You know, the geoengineering people that don't know anything about orgone energy and don't understand that chemtrails are not chemtrails like they think they are, that it's a visible component of energetic warfare. They don't understand all that's energetic. We are getting these toxins from personal care products and food right now. Whether they're coming from up there or not, no one has been able to prove that. I know some people will say that Clifford Carnicom did. These are nanoparticles that they don't have equipment to measure. He spoke for the government as a representative on that, and that's what he said was in there, and others as well. But what we do know proven is that it's in our food and personal care products. So that we can take care of right now. So that, yeah, it's great to know that this stuff is more available than it used to be and that you guys in Australia can get these products too. What products did you find were difficult to get?
Just a couple of specific ones. I was just trying to think about that. It was something for the little one. I will write it down and let you know. When I think it was a couple of, mostly we get pretty much everything here, but there was a couple of items that you can only get from the US. It was something to do with our daughter that I wanted something, but I'll ask the wife and I'll let you know.
I was just curious. I think that people are waking up a lot about food and chemicals in the house. That's going to cause, you're seeing that people are finally, you know, fighting back against things. It's because they've cleaned up a little bit. You know, all you have to do is just clean up your body a little bit, and then your mind will get cleaned up, because your mind is a part of your body. I mean, your brain is part of your body. So I think you're seeing the results of people starting to just clean up their act and kill their parasites, and starts to open their eyes and wake them up to the larger parasitic problem on Earth. And they're starting to say no to it.
I think Johnny on the last show was talking about the pure gum turpentine for animals and things like that. How you just put drops in the sugar cube and it will get rid of all these parasites and stuff like that. But not the crappy turpentine you buy, the pain stripper stuff, you know, like the actual real stuff that we have here as well. It's like a sold in little bottles. I haven't tried that. I don't know what your thoughts about that one. Yeah, it's a pure gum turpentine, the pure stuff. I guess people use colloidal silver. This is like a popular one. Not sure what you think about that.
That one works for me.
I find it good too.
It's good for congestion, like in your nose or throat. You can do a little spray bottle, a little spray thing that goes in your nose, you know, and clear out congestion. It's a good antimicrobial. As for curing infections in the body, we use chlorine dioxide solution. And that can be used, it's sold commercially as a water purifier. So it is a legal product, but it is treated like it's illegal by the FDA if you say what it does. If you just sell it as a water purification product, many people do that. And you can even get it like on Amazon. It's legal, so you can actually get it easily. We've started making our own CDS, and we offer it too. We offer it for sale offline to anybody who wants it. But yeah, you can buy it online easily at Amazon or anywhere. And it's designed to kill the pathogens in drinking water. So it's sold like a camping supply, and you would put a little bit in a gallon of water. But if you take a higher dosage and you drink a concentrated amount, you can use it like a medicine. If you're getting sick, like a cold or flu, you can use it three or four times a day, spaced out, away from meals, and without antioxidants, because CDS is an oxidant. It kills the pathogens in your body. And depending on how quickly you catch it, you can actually knock it out before it really starts. If you're already sick, it might take a few days, but it's a really wonderful medicine. But it's demonized by the FDA. They don't like it because it's, you know, very quick and cheap cure. It's incredibly cheap. You know, I mean, to buy the going price for the 2 1-ounce bottles that you mix together is $20, and it lasts, it could last a year. I mean, depending on how much you need, it really goes a long way. So they don't like that because that negates the need to get antibiotics and all these pharmaceutical remedies. So that's what we use. That's been very good for us. I've been doing it 7 years now.
Yeah, yes, so much in that, isn't there? So much to learn about all of that. And I remember back in 2000, I went backpacking through South America, and I stayed in Ecuador for quite a bit of time, and in the old city of Quito. And being an Australian, I was walking around in thongs, and I didn't know why all the locals were staring at my feet. They're like, look at this guy. Because, they wee on the streets and, and all this there. But I got on the side of my heel, like this hookwormy, I don't know what it was, like one of those. And it was like a big coin and it grew. And it was so painful, I couldn't walk. And I thought I better go to the doctor there, but I didn't want to, it was really bad. But I did carry with me some lavender and tea tree, the good old Australian tea tree stuff. And I just soaked it. And I covered it. And after a while, it got smaller and smaller and disappeared. Sometimes it may pop. Yeah, I think it's popped up. It gets itchy there through the years. And I think it, in some form it's still there, but it seems to have gone now. But there you go, just having a bit of a bottle of tea tree.
Tea tree oil is amazing. It
shows you how
powerful. I use it too.
Yeah. And it smells wonderful. We've actually got stronger ones than that as well. I'm trying to grow some of them. Some of the Aboriginal people know a lot about the bush foods and the medicines and things. So there's a lemon scented tea tree. There's some of them that they're quite lemony, but they're like the most potent sources of vitamin C and things. So there's lots of those in Australia to learn about and get and use as well. But it just shows you how powerful a little bottle of something can be to have on hand, so you don't have to go to the hospital or the doctor with something that was not good and hurt a lot. Those things have really worked for me over the years. And interesting, I went and saw a man the other day, just at his house. He actually, we took the kids there. He actually grows and looks after Australian native bees. So not the European bees that we have, they're actually native bees. They're really, if people haven't seen Australian native bees, they're stingless, so they don't sting you. And they don't produce a lot of honey. They're tiny. They look like little mosquitoes almost, and they're black. And you would never know. And we're trying to put these everywhere now. And it was amazing to go there and have a look at this stuff. So he gets a honey harvest every year, only once a year. And it's only a small sort of tub, but the chefs and the restaurants pay thousands of dollars, to get this honey, because it's so rare. And, it was really amazing to watch him do it and harvest it and the cone, the honeycomb and everything and the color of it and how it all worked. But he was saying that this stuff is many, many, many times more powerful than, Manuka honey or any of that, how medicinal it is for wounds and things like that and infections and stuff. It looks super powerful. I could smell it. Even like being near it, I was like, wow, that is so strong. That's that stuff. And, of course, in Australia, down the southwest in Western Australia and Perth, being no industry and everything, they have the Jarrah and Kari ancient trees, similar to the California redwoods, big trees, and they get that honey there, which is the Jarrah honey, and that is darker and more powerful than Manuka from New Zealand. So we've used that quite a bit for little scratches and sores or little infections on the kids or whatever, and really cleans it right up. So how healing honey is as well, and nice to eat.
Delicious. Everything comes from the earth. All of our remedies.
It's wonderful, the treasures, isn't it? The treasures from the earth, yeah.
I guess chlorine dioxide solution is a little bit of a less natural solution to that. But, yes, there are so many wonderful things in nature. Tea tree, I use it too. It's great topically for any skin problems. If you get acne or any little skin infection, and it sounds like what you got was kind of a serious thing, but it still killed it, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And the oils you mentioned, I use those same oils to make a fly repellent. You know, people use all kinds of chemicals on themselves and their pets. You don't have to do that. You could just use essential oils. So yeah, so many solutions to these problems. You just don't have to buy that commercial stuff. I mean, I'm glad more people are getting into natural products.
Yeah, yeah. I make a solution. Well, I use tea tree, lavender, peppermint, eucalyptus,
and
neem oil.
Neem
oil is really good because we've had bird lice, like bird mites recently from the pigeons that come in, and they leave this lice and it gets into your bed and everything. It's horrifying. It's worse than bed bugs. So,
oh, God, that's awful.
Yeah, it's because of the humidity. So we had a lot of rain, as you know, a lot of rain. And then now, of course, being in December, the humidity's ramped up and the bugs, the bugs are everywhere. And we copped more bird lice, which is not fun. And, our little one bitten all over her back and everything. But, this spray with the neem, also the diatomaceous earth. The diatomaceous earth will kill them because we do have chickens. So you put it around there and that will get rid of them all. And any kind of bugs or anything like that, that's a really good one. Yeah, diatomaceous earth, that's fantastic. The silica sort of fossil powder. But the neem. Neem is very strong, I know. It's pungent, but it works for all that really quickly. It's a great product. So I make the sprays as well.
Yours sounds almost the same as mine. The only difference is I use citronella.
Yeah, that's great too. Yeah, that's a powerful one. Yeah. That's a nice one. Most of the Australian native kind of bush tucker plants and things that you can have, a lot of them have that citrusy kind of, you know, that citrusy kind of thing going on, which makes them nice. You can, you know, boil them up and things like that. So sort of that tea tree thing, there's many sort of those around. So it's a wonderful thing to go out, you know, when you're around places and see the tea tree growing wild. And the water looks like tea, you know, it looks like that tannin tea, and you swim in it, you can smell it, you know, so it's amazing. So good for you. One of those great gifts of nature. The other thing I wanted to switch back to chemtrails with you, because it was the subject I forgot to bring up when we were last talking. I noticed, and many people sent me videos and movies and pictures and everything. I don't have it in front of me, and it's nothing I can prove, but I noticed a lot of movies, even movies, say, from the 90s in particular, or even modern movies, and even cartoons that you'll see, where they have imposed chemtrails into the cartoons and into the movies. And people have pulled up a whole lot where they're saying, hang on, I've seen this movie from 1980s or 1990s, and in that scene there wasn't chemtrails, and now someone's put chemtrails in the movie, like the lines in the sky. If this was a secret government operation that they didn't want you to know that they were doing, why would they be putting these lines in children's cartoons and in movies? And this is like a funny one I wanted to ask you, and if you have heard about this and noticed it, because I definitely have seen it. And I've seen cartoons for children where these lines in the sky, where they've put them in there. And, of course, the mainstream...
And the cartoons, they do.
Yeah, and the weather
there,
as well.
But in the other...
The nightly weather want you to believe that it's all foggy and there's, you know, that's normal now. So they're definitely inducing us to think that that's normal. But isn't that interesting? Have you heard this about the movies? And why would they do that?
I have many, many screenshots from films that have chemtrails in them. That was something of a little bit of an obsession of mine many years ago when I was first learning about chemtrails. So I would say, you know, maybe 10 years ago. And as for cartoons, they can easily change that. I can't say for sure if we're seeing the originals. For the movies, they didn't add them. They were there. These have been around a long, long time. As for common knowledge of them, I would say maybe since the 30s or 40s. I mean, I'd say 40s, but because that's when they started weather modification, or the government started doing it. But these things are showing up in old old pictures. I have a painting. It's, you know, in my collection of images. I wouldn't be able to pull it up for you this moment, but I can dig it up and send it to you later. But I have an old painting from, you know, more than 120,000. Let me think about when it was from. It was maybe from the late 1800s. I'm trying to remember now. This painting had a sky in it that you'd say was a chemtrail sky. So I'm seeing pictures of it, you know, going way back, not just in movies, but in old paintings. So, you know, they weren't really put in there. They've been there. And I think they were there even before people could fathom flight. So at that time, it would be something that the human consciousness couldn't even fathom. For the people who said it wasn't in there when I saw this in the 80s, but it was in there now, I would encourage you to find an old copy. This is what I did. I found an old copy of a film that was from before the 90s. The disc itself was an old video disc or something like that, because I used to have an old video disc player, or it was an old VHS. I can't remember. But I looked at an old film at some point. It was an old VHS. You could see chemtrails in it, so they didn't add them. They were in there already. I had to prove it to myself. That very point you were asking, this was like 10 years ago, so it's hard for me to remember, because I've soon, you know, since lost my obsession over chemtrails since learning how to erase them with Organite. But I have looked at old things and old copies, and they were there. So my thought is that if you didn't see them in the 80s or even in the 90s, you probably weren't looking for them. And if you see it again later, that now you know they're there, so you see them. I have a painting I made, which was painted from a photograph. I took the photograph in 2005, and the photograph has three chemtrails in the corner of the sky. And the painting I made in around 2006, and I didn't know about chemtrails then. The painting has no chemtrails in it. So I actually copied a photograph I took, and it's an almost photographic copy that looks just like the photo, but the chemtrails aren't there. So I didn't even see them. I skipped it, you know? So this is how the mind can ignore things, gloss over things. Maybe it doesn't know how to look for them. So in the old painting that I was referring to from, you know, 120 or more years ago, the artist didn't even know what to look for. He was just painting the clouds he saw. And the clouds had a sort of elongated shape and could be construed as chemtrail clouds today. In that case, he was looking and painting what he saw. In my case, I was looking. I didn't even paint what I saw. So I guess it's just a matter of how your mind perceives it.
That's right. I would say to listeners of the podcast, if you have any images or films that you know of where you think that the chemtrails have been added in and they weren't in that original film, just let us know and email it through, because I was reading about this ages ago and I forgot about it, that people said that they weren't in the original film.
Like, but that's not true. They were.
Yeah, that's what they were saying, that the actual film, they don't remember seeing that in there, and then they were now. So I'd like to know more about that, if true, but they definitely do have them in the films. I've seen a bunch of films, newer films, and going right throughout, I've definitely seen films where they kind of see it right there, you know? So that's without a doubt. People saying, oh, there's chemtrails in the film.
Well, of course there's chemtrails in the film, because there's chemtrails in the sky. The key word you said is remember. They don't remember. But better than films, okay, if you want to look at a film, I encourage you to find an old copy. If you can borrow a video, a VHS player, and find an old video cassette of a film and look at the date of release on that, and you see it's like in the 80s or early, you know, it won't be earlier because VHS was from the 80s. But if you see an old VHS like that and watch it, I did this and I saw chemtrails in it, and it was the 80s. This is after I knew about chemtrails.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So the other thing that you're going to want to do is look at your own old photos from your family. I've seen these kinds of things in photos from the 50s, and I'm talking about from my family's photos. So I've looked through people's pictures and seen chemtrails in the sky from before we thought there was chemtrails. So our awareness wasn't on. you know, and then when our awareness started to notice these things up there, because these aren't human. This, we talked about this in the past. So, you know, that's too much to get into now, but this is interdimensional stuff. We just didn't notice them. And then when our awareness became stronger and we started to see them, we questioned it. And so they told us it was contrails. Then when we started to question if it was contrails, then they set up the whole anti-geoengineering controlled opposition to tell us, oh, we have another thing to tell you now. Those are actually the government doing a program, a secret program on you, and they're poisoning you with aluminum, barium, and strontium, which I just explained comes from food and water, you know, and things that we take in our own homes. So, you know, they have a whole set of different there's different levels of controlled opposition for this. There's first we noticed them, so they said it's contrails. Then we noticed they were being weird and cutting in and out and doing strange things, so they said they're chemtrails. And it begins and ends there for most people. But what we've discovered is there's something even beyond what we think of as chemtrails, and it's completely energetic. Their presence or absence in the sky is based on energetic factors. We consider them to be parasites. You know, where we see them here on bad days, bad energy days. We see them during hot and humid, hot conditions, hot and dry conditions. We see them during smoggy days. So we see that they are correlating with bad energy. And when they're not here at all, or when they're not doing well and, you know, cutting in and out up there, that's associated with a good energy day, or, you know, good weather, breezy, cool, comfortable, precipitation, these kind of things. So we know they are parasitic. We know they're bad, but all signs point to them being not what the government is telling us they are. You know, and weather modification has only been done by humans since the 1940s. This is why we even see this in older pictures and even something reminiscent of it in paintings. It's just the humans had to be aware that flight was even possible. I mean, the Wright brothers didn't even fly until, I don't know what year, but, you know, in the early part of the 20th century, humans were barely flying. So how could we be seeing something like this going on if our minds weren't ready to accept it? I'm saying this has been going on longer than we were even aware.
Yeah, when do the geoengineering movement, when do they say officially that chemtrails actually started, the government program started? When do they say?
In the 1940s. In the 1940s is the official line.
Right.
But I can tell you that based on weather phenomena that happened in the 1930s, and there's a part of my book on the weather war, and it talks about extreme weather prior to what we think of as geoengineering or chemtrails or weather modification. There are examples in the 1930s of severe weather events that today we associate with weather warfare, such as the Great Flood in Los Angeles, and other extreme hurricane events in the East. So there were these type of weather events that people associate with weather warfare happening before the 1940s. Severe weather has always happened. Severe weather is a result of the deadly energy restricting weather forces, restricting jet streams and storms, and then suddenly being released and the energy suddenly flipping to OR or orgone energy. So every severe weather event is an energetic process whereby the dark control grid, the cell towers today, back then they were using other methods, mostly nuclear radiation back in the 50s. But the bad energy, the deadly radiation, restricts weather. But if you suddenly remove that deadly radiation source, or, you know, neutralize it using orgone energy, which is life-giving energy, you're going to cause weather extremes. It causes a change in the charge of the atmosphere. The deadly conditions create a positively ionized atmosphere, which restricts rainfall, restricts cloud formation through the hydrogen bond, and encourages air pollution to linger. When it's suddenly released or changed to orgone energy, it becomes negatively ionizing, and then you have cloud formation, rainfall, clean air. They all happen together. So in an extreme case like a hurricane, that's because the deadly radiation was changed very quickly. The way that this could have been used against us through weather warfare is they use the dark control grid, the cell tower grid, power it up, make it really, really strong so that it restricts all weather, and then suddenly release it, that would create a hurricane. So these types of weather events, though, happened before cell towers and before chemtrails. And it was the same results, the same cause and the same result. So weather warfare is very, very old. Wilhelm Reich found in his studies where he was using his Cloudbuster, the Oregon device, to eliminate a drought in Arizona. It would clear air pollution and bring rain. So he was doing these experiments in the 50s. He said that the climate of this world had been altered for 25,000 years. So he was seeing that this had been going on a very long time, that the deserts were unnatural, and that any dry areas on Earth, in fact, were unnatural, that this is a garden planet, a green planet with ample rainfall for everyone. So there has been an outside force using deadly radiation against the Earth for a long time. This day and age, it's just they're human cattle. They're using us as an energy source. 25,000 years ago, they were using whoever was here. And the animals, the plants, they can use any of it. So this is very, very old, much, much more complex and deep than Geoengineering Watch and these type of organizations want you to think. They're there to restrict your mind on what this is, to restrict the possibilities of what it could be. We have to think bigger and we have to think extra dimensionally. And because Oregon Energy is an extra dimensional energy in our hands and we have the power now. That's how we reach past this dimension and eliminate chemtrails, which we have. You can look at my blog over the years and see how we have eliminated them in California. I won't say eliminated because they come back, but they come back weaker. And then there'll be a bunch of them and then nothing for weeks. So they're having a very hard time with it. Not to mention all the flight cancellations. When you hear of thousands of flight cancellations, look at your sky. You don't see anything up there. We have to start to question, what flight are they talking about? Is this just a major psyop to make us think that something is going on up there that isn't what it is? We think that it's planes and spray, when in fact it's a hologram. And the evidence of interdimensional warfare in a three-dimensional visual plane. So that's a big earful. I didn't mean to do all that at once, but this is a big issue.
Yeah, it is, and we've been talking about it. It's not just you; it's me on my journey as well. I started noticing this because I did a podcast after we last spoke, just to go through more of my journey. That I got sucked into the geoengineering fear movement as well, and all these players, and looking up and thinking that the government spraying me like a bug. I got sucked.
That's what
into
they want
that.
You to think.
Yeah, that's right. And
but they're there to tell you that.
Over the years, it didn't get me anywhere. And then all the truthers are putting up all these pictures of the sprays and or whatever it is. They're putting up pictures, but it doesn't do anything. And I started looking a bit deeper, and then I started noticing that there was something very strange about those crafts or whatever is going on up there, that they were disappearing, that they seemed translucent, that they weren't when I was taking closer photos, they didn't make sense. And then that's made me get a very high powered pair of binoculars that can see a few kilometers there. So I've bought those, and I'm waiting to take a deeper look at these, because now I'm not looking at the chemtrails. I'm not interested in that. I'm looking at the crafts just at this moment that are up there, because they are very strange. They look like holograms to me. They don't make sense. The way that they look, and they're moving too quickly, and they're moving in and out, they're disappearing, they're stopping and starting. There's no way that can be a normal plane to me, folks, because I can see normal planes. I'm not far from Sydney and the airport and the Qantas flights, but they go overhead. Oh, okay, that's a plane. These things, they just don't seem normal. They seem extremely abnormal, so I'm taking a deeper look. So there's something else going on here. I'm looking beyond the chemtrails.
Really, yeah. Have you seen really slow ones? Have you seen
I've seen them slow
ones?
But I've seen them too fast. They're going too fast. That's not possible.
I've seen
And then
both.
When you sort of zoom in on them, it's like, what? It's kind of, it just, there's no wings. And there's not, and then they don't look normal to me. That is really strange. Yeah, so
I have some very cool ones on my blog entry November 26th. I can give you a link to that. I have some very, very cool ones. If you go to thekembo.tumblr.com, that's my blog site. Yeah. You can actually get to it through my website, thekembo.com. Just click on the blog link. There are some amazing ones we got the other day. They look absolutely cartoonish, and they're very cool pictures, very sharp and crisp close-ups of a couple of planes that flew over or holograms that went over. And on that same day, I have this other picture that's totally worth checking out of a dark line in front of the plane, which is the guideline for the hologram, we think. You know, we're still learning this. I can see the dark lines in the sky now. When I'm just looking, I can actually start to detect them. So it's starting to become a little clearer in my mind. But if you look at this picture, you'll see the plane is clearly following this line. So that's just another weird thing to check out. Another plane that's almost invisible. I have all on that day, November 26th, there's an almost invisible plane. It's like the color of the plane is so blue that it just blends in with the blue screen behind it, which is what the sky might be. We don't know. It seems like a holographic show. So definitely check out those pictures on my blog. They're very, very weird.
Yeah, we discussed that, the simulation theory, or if the sky has some kind of film over it, which could act like a holographic sort of TV screen, and they can show these things. It is really weird, and I left a few pictures there on your Skype there.
I saw that.
Of zooming in, and they were so white. They were just
They're very white.
A white blur. Yeah,
they're like glowing. Your camera doesn't have a strong enough zoom.
No, that's why I got some binoculars. Yeah,
The ones that you photographed there, I zoom in on those a lot. They look very similar to the ones we get here. And some of them are so white. They're astonishingly white. They're glowing. I've got one in my book where it looks like literally a film projection. It's glowing so bright. So you know, just check it out and check out that blog entry, because you can give a link to your listeners.
I'll text that in.
The pictures are crazy. And this is just taken with a 40x zoom camera that I have, you know, just from my backyard. They're nutty.
That's right. Yeah, I will get a camera to the phone. You've got to hold the phone up, and I don't like holding it. But the binoculars kind of allow me to hold and just follow these things. And believe me, folks, the closer you look, the weirder it gets. Mm-hmm. We're just going off what what we're seeing on the internet, that's a government plane. It's taken off from the military base. It's spraying you like a bug. And that's a plane or some kind of craft. Well, no, this goes deeper. In finishing the podcast today, Sharon, if we were to say, for example, take two people, one is a truther who watches Dane Whittington and these people and the chemtrail online stuff and thinks the government's got a program against us and is spraying us and the chemtrails and Bill Gates and the particles and everything. And then you've got a simple Joe who's just watches the TV news and believes in government and lives his life in the Matrix and he's happy. And simple Joe goes for a coffee in the morning and there's these lines in the sky and he's not interested whatsoever. He doesn't care less. Even if you were to say, simple Joe, look up. What do you think about that? They don't seem to even see it. What do you mean? Like, it seems to me, because they're not looking at it and they don't care, they're not seeing anything. But the truther who's worried about those lines and thinks, because he's looking at all these websites and information and the geoengineering groups, that this stuff is poisoning him. He puts his shirt over his, oh my God, I'm getting poisoned. And he's acting fearful looking at that. What's the difference here between what the simple guy's seeing and what the truther's seeing? Because the truther is actually acting in a fear state, aren't they? They're actually thinking that something is going on that really isn't, possibly. That, you know, this is a terrible, terrifying thing that's spraying you and that's going to come down and breathe on you. And you're going to breathe in, you know. I used to sort of think like that. I saw them go across.
Oh,
I was like,
too.
They're spraying us today. Run.
Me too.
So
I used
living
to
in
freak
a fear
out.
State, aren't you? You're living in a fear state. Yeah.
I used to be crazy, like with fear and wearing a respirator and being a wacko. You know,
what are the general public seeing, Sharon? I'm just trying to get a perspective of what people who don't know any of this and don't listen to any of it, and they're just out in their day and they're seeing the light. They're not, the lines are up there, but like what do you think, if you can get in their heads, what are they not seeing anything then?
Like, why are truthers seeing it so strongly? That is such a good question.
truth is are seeing it so strongly that are we making it worse or seeing it more? It's just, I'm trying to think about both parties. Because people say, why are these people just sitting there? And can't you see? You know, and they're getting angry about it. Look up. And they're like, what? Are they not seeing anything? Are we seeing it are they targeting us? I don't know.
It's such an amazing point, and it ties everything together really well. As for the Joe Average guy, he doesn't even care. You know, he's living in a state of ignorant bliss. I mean, if you could call it that. And for the truther guy, he's living in a fearful state because he's like hyper aware of this thing, but doesn't know what it is. You know, he's being told what it is. And ultimately what you have is that the average guy, that he is where the truther was in the 80s or 90s when they didn't see them either. You see, when people say it wasn't in the movie when I saw it, but now it is, by getting the 80s version of a movie, and I'm trying to remember what movie it was now. It was Cool Hand Luke. Okay. I just remembered, this is an old movie, and I saw an 80s video of it just to check, because I had seen it on a DVD, a modern version of it, and these things were released after chemtrails, right? So they could have added them. So we found an old VHS of it at the thrift store and borrowed a VCR, and it was from the 80s, like I think around 87 was when that tape was produced. Chemtrails. Same chemtrails. So what I'm saying is the average guy doesn't see them. The truther guy 30 years ago didn't see them either. It's all about your awareness of them. There are many people who don't see them at all. And like I said, I made a painting based on a photograph. I made the painting in 2006 from a photograph taken in 2005. I painted it like photographically precise to the buildings in it. And the sky is there, and I left out the chemtrails. So yeah, he might very well just not even be seeing it. And the truther is hyper aware of it and has been given a very, very scary reason for it. So he's going to not look for solutions either. So they're both basically doing what the parasites want. You know, there's a story about American Indians not seeing these boats coming towards the shore because they had never seen a boat before. And it wasn't even something that they could fathom. Now, it's just a story, you know, but the point is that these explorers or conquerors were coming and they couldn't see them. Maybe, you know, because their minds were not able to wrap around such a concept. Maybe we're the same with the parasites. And some of us are starting to see them. So they come up with a narrative to send Truther back to the same state of submission that Joe Average is in.
Yes. Yep. Well said. Isn't it interesting?
Yeah.
It this river runs so deep. There's so many aspects that are far more important than just the line in the sky, and that's it. Yeah. Done. They're poisoning us. It's not this.
It's not that.
As
we're poisoning
said,
ourselves.
That's
my
right.
point
yeah.
earlier in talking about all the detox stuff is that's the next step people need to do. I know people are having a hard time giving up their smartphones and stuff. For that, I just say if you could turn it off when you sleep. As for detoxing, we can only take care of ourselves. We've been doing this to ourselves. That's what they don't want us to know. The whole chemtrail narrative has so many facets to it. But one of them, besides the fearful state you were just talking about, one of them is to keep us looking outside of ourselves for where the toxins are coming from. And so we're looking outside at the sky at something we can't do anything about. Meanwhile, you know, you're drinking soda from a can and taking in aluminum. You're using, aluminum deodorant, using makeup and products that have barium in them and toothpaste that contains strontium. We're doing it to ourselves. So they're just taking our minds away from the actual problem so we can't solve it. So, yeah, this is all about the mind. It's all about let's just start taking care of ourselves. Then we can worry about Joe Average and trying to wake him up.
Yeah, that's right. Is this are they terraforming?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the planets for a long, long time, eh?
Long time.
There's definitely been the Don Juan stuff, you know, the intervention, the that parasitic intrusion of mankind. It even the natives speak about it. Even Australian Aboriginals have this in their culture as well, in Dreamtime. And a lot of cultures do. There seems to be, and Mexican cultures as well. I was reading about these beings or shapeshifters, these tricksters, you know, this kind of devil sort of thing that we talk about. But this infection, yeah, has come here at some point in human history, whether we were here or not, but it's definitely arrived. And it's made everybody think that it's coming from space in spaceships. But it's come through some kind of, you know, door. It's interdimensional. And yes, it's been attracted to humans through, you know, feeding on us through our minds. I think it has seen us as possible food. So it's been there a long time, behind the mirror of time, and it's ghosted us right through to this point. It's there. It's all around us, and it's feeding on us. And I think this is the great awakening as we start to see it, and we start to, and once we start to see it and we start to work on ourselves individually, as you said, don't worry so much about what everyone's doing. Work on yourself first. This changes your vibrational frequencies, and this helps to purge this out. And maybe perhaps what you were saying there with the extreme photos that you're taking and I'm taking, this kind of seems to represent a malfunction to me a little bit more. Maybe I'm just noticing it more, but maybe things are starting to malfunction a little bit. We do discuss that.
Yeah.
And because more people are noticing. And if more people are noticing, you know, it's like if everyone suddenly starts to put their attention onto something, it's going to get all, you know, and not work, you know. And I think maybe that's it. People are starting to say, hang on, what's this? You know, it's been right there all along. We're sleeping with the enemy, huh? It's been right there in bed with us the whole time, and we've been so distracted. And it's this thing's been, it is a parasite. It's been feeding on us while we've been looking in the other direction, maybe lifetime after lifetime. And now we're starting to think, hang on, things are starting to get weird. And things are going to get weird as it tries to claw on to power and stay because it needs a food source. Once we shut off that food source, we hopefully we can expel it from our reality, our dimension, you know, get rid of this thing and it will go back to wherever it came from. I'm not saying at some point it won't come back again, I guess. But what I'm saying is, yeah, if enough of us start to work in the way that we're talking in this podcast today, this is going to have such a huge effect. And I just feel, maybe people won't agree with me, I don't know, I just feel that as a truther, all these years being fearful of those chemtrails, I feel like it just hasn't got me anywhere. And nothing's changed, that's all. And I want to take a deeper look.
That's wonderful. And that's like music to my ears. It's wonderful that you can break free from that, and I'm hoping more people can. I do get emails from people who say, thank you, I used to think that, and now I see that it's something different, you know. And
yeah,
it's great that we can take control back of our own lives. And what you're saying, it's totally correct. We need to raise our vibration in order to bring up the vibration of this earth. And when you say that, yeah, we can get rid of it, but it could come back, it's because of our own vibration. So there was a time when it wasn't here. This earth was vibrating at a high enough level that they couldn't be here.
Mm.
And then we fell to this state and we can get rid of them again. So it's the key is our minds.
Yeah, obviously war and all this kind of stuff, injecting all of this, fighting and this kind of negative things, that's where they're able to come through that door and feed, you know. When we're thinking like this, so this is what we really have to work on. But it's a deep thing to chat about, and we will continue to do so on the next one. And I'll organize a time and date for you. It's coming up towards the end of the year, so we'll organize that for our next chat. And is there anything you want to finish on today?
Well, just thank you so much for having me on again. I really wanted to have a chance to talk about this parasitic problem in terms of our own health, because I realize that it's important for people to know that in order to heal the planet, they have to heal themselves first. And we don't have to think so grandiose. We can just think of ourselves, and it's not selfish. So, you know, I just wanted to put it out there that if we can clean up our own lives and become healthy and happy, then we can be of so much service. But everybody has to take some time out and nurture themselves right now and just come back to health, just, you know, come back to reality again. And eliminating the brain parasites, they've been controlling us a long time through these different methods of killing parasites like Chinese medicine or chlorine dioxide solution, zappers. Clear that up. Remove the EMF from your life. Stop eating toxic stuff. I think most people are already kind of on to that and have cleaned up their diets. So it's just, I mean, at least most people listening to your show. So yeah, just take some time for yourself and make your own body healthy again, make your own mind healthy again. And then you could start to think outward. And also, you know, don't worry too much about the other people. They'll figure it out or they won't. You can always live by example.
That's right. Absolutely. And we'll plug out today. I'll put all your links and info in the description and your blog info so people can have a look at that info, the info and the pictures and things. But I think I do anyway, so we can steer people over there to take a look at the work that you're doing. And stay there while I just stop the podcast. And great chatting with you today.
Thank you.
We'll be back soon.